God's word for you is Psalm 119, verse 31. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Do not let me be put to shame. Cling is a vivid word. Jonah's great confession at the center of his book is those who cling to worthless idols forsake the mercy that is theirs. And Paul preaches, don't just pretend to love others, hate what is evil, cling to what is good. And the apostle's command to every preacher is, he must cling to the very trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he'll be able both to encourage people by the sound teaching and also to correct those who oppose him. That's Titus 1:9. And Solomon also says about godly wisdom, those who cling to it are blessed in Proverbs 3:13. Here the poet shows the need believers have to clearly express our faith. To cling to God's testimonies is both to learn about the word and to confess our faith in it. Since the very beginning of the church, this has been done with confessions or creeds. We should give our most serious attention to the truths expressed in the creeds especially, and the small catechism as well. Luther understood the value of this, especially at home. Sermons, he said, don't edify little children very much, and they learn very little that way. It's more necessary that they be taught and instructed well in Christian schools and at home, and that we listen to them and repeat their lessons and examine what they have learned. This is very profitable. It is wearisome, but very necessary. When we parents read the catechism to our children, we sometimes feel, embarrassed or ashamed because we have forgotten the words, or the translation has changed and the words are different. For example, when I learned my second commandment, old Pastor Gausewitz and his committee had translated the words, that we do not curse, swear, practice superstition, lie, or deceive by his name. But then in the 1980s, the old concerns of superstition were changing, and Luther's original term, use witchcraft, was put back into the catechism once again, and that remains to this day. Parents should, not throw away their catechism, but throw away their embarrassment if they've forgotten the words, and read out of the book. Because whatever the cost, we need to remember the words of the catechism and teach them and review them with our children and with one another. There never was written at any time a better, more excellent or complete statement of the Christian faith than the small catechism. It should be the first thing we pack when we take a trip. We would do well to read little pieces of it night after night before we pray at mealtime. In the, 1840s, Edgar Allan Poe wrote a short story. I think it was called Maelstrom. The main character is a sailor aboard a ship that becomes caught in a huge whirlpool in the freezing ocean. There's no way for the ship to be saved, and the sailors who cling to the ship will all be lost. Yet that one man looks and sees that some things, empty barrels mostly, are riding out of the whirlpool up to safety. He has to let go of what his reason tells him is safety, that is the ship, and grab what is truly the only way to live. He has to jump out of the ship and swim for a barrel or grab a barrel. This is like a little sketch of trusting in the word of God over against the desperate reasoning of the world as all the other sailors are lost. The scriptures teach us that Jesus is the only way to eternal life. And even though the world and its bullying reason and logic try to pound other points of view into our brains, we see that clinging to the precepts, the gospel passages of the Holy Scriptures, are the only way to true life, eternal life. Learn your catechism and teach it to the people you love, no matter how young or how old, so that you and they know it and cherish it. Cling to the gospel of salvation by Jesus, and you will never be put to shame. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's Word for you.